You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yes, yes. Sorry, I'm getting my earbuds adjusted here with the volume. Rob's been playing with it, and he messed with the volume control. TJ's podcast, where no subject is off limits. We talk about anything and everything as long as it interests me, it interests you. It's the way it works. I don't mean to start things off. My friend Riggins is here. Riggins with scary news. I don't want you to be, there's no reason to be scared now. I know you would have been freaked out before, but you see that I'm okay. I'm here. I'm unharmed. But over the little break we just took, I don't know how else to say this. I was almost sent to be with the Lord.
Really?
Yeah, the Lord almost called me home. We went and stayed a couple of days with my friend Mark, a.k.a. Mark, in the mountains of North Carolina. When I say in the mountains, I mean he lives in the mountain, on the mountain. And we had gone to dinner, and it was Mark driving. I was in the passenger seat in the front, and my wife Jody was in the back seat. It was about, you know, a little after nine, I guess. And we were coming back home. We parked in his driveway, and his house has a deck that goes all the way around it. Like, it goes, the door that you enter the house into the living room is right off the driveway, and then it goes straight across that, and then it turns a corner, the deck does, and goes all the way around the front part of the house that looks out into the mountain. Onto the mountains. Well, I jump out first because I got to go to the restroom. And when I jump out and they're dilly-dallying, getting out of the car, I see a shadow of something. Now, you know, I grew up in the country. I grew up hunting and fishing and all of that stuff. So I knew right away. I said, get back in the car. Because I had done come face to face with three black bears that were up on his porch when we pulled up. So I'm walking dead at them. Then they take off running, and they come off the porch and then just go right down the hill. And I watched all three of them taking off.
Wow.
So we go into the house. And then I got a flashlight because I wanted to go out and see where they were down the bottom of the hill and just watch them. So I did. There were three of them, like I thought. And I watched them for a little while, and they went on about their business. Well, my friend Mark left something in the car that he had to go back out there and get. So he stepped out onto the side deck there, and he stuck his head back in. He said, get the light. I hear him walking out here. So I get the light, and I'm looking out over the edge, and I don't see him. He said, well, I swear I heard him. And then he turns the other way and just peeks around that corner and then takes off running back toward the door.
Uh-oh.
And I said, there's no, I thought he was messing with me. There's nothing out there, but I was still running with him anyway.
Yeah.
We step in the house and close the storm door. And as soon as we close it, the bear comes right there and looking at us through the glass in that storm door. Ready to eat.
Ready to eat. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
I know. So he went on about his business. It was the same three bears. They were coming back because Mark feeds, he has bird feeders and stuff out there. And so we had been out to dinner and he hadn't taken them in yet for the night. And that's what they were up there trying to get. Yeah. So he still got to go get whatever he left in his truck. So he took the light, the flashlight, and he took his little air horn that he has. And all the way out to his truck, he's going, wah, wah, wah.
Whoa.
To keep the bears away.
He didn't bring a gun with him or anything? Is he a gun guy?
Yeah, he's got guns.
He
but
just wasn't that
way. He's not as into it as I am with the guns.
You wouldn't have gone out there without a gun, right?
No. Right. No. Not if I knew that they I was, because where I was up on the porch looking with the light, I didn't know they were up there. But I wouldn't walk out, you know, close to the wooded area at all without a gun at that point. No.
Yeah, I'm not even a gun guy, quote unquote, but I would not go out in the middle of the night knowing there's bears around without a gun. No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But he got whatever he needed out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Was Jody freaking out?
She was laughing.
Oh, she thought it was funny?
She was freaking out at first when she was part of the try to get in the house when you know there are bears around thing. But once she got in the house, hearing us shuffle around and laugh when they were that close to us, she had already gone back. She was watching. We were watching a crime show, and so she went back and was reading a book in the bedroom, and she came out laughing. What are you girls doing?
Maybe the idea of you getting eaten by a bear is just the funniest thing to her.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm. I
have to fight them off. Were they all the same size, the three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look like last year they would have been traveling with their mamas.
Yeah.
With their mama. But they were big enough now they're out on their own.
And they're fast, too.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Crazy. Crazy, man. It's crazy. Okay, so we'll go into the stupid celebrity news quickly here, because we have some. The Miley Cyrus, Noah Cyrus, is it Tish or Trish?
Tish.
Tish Cyrus situation has gotten a little bit more dysfunctional, I think, or a little bit more trashy.
Yeah.
So let me make sure that I've got it right, Riggins, where Noah was dating a guy who's older than she is. Noah is Miley's sister. Dating a guy that was for 9 months who's older than she is. They break up. And as soon as they break up, her mama, Tish, gets with the ex-boyfriend, and now they're married, right?
Correct.
Okay. Miley was married to Liam Hemsworth.
Right.
So over the weekend, Noah liked a thirst trap picture that Liam Hemsworth had posted on his social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And trashy.
Uh-huh.
If I'm dating somebody, or if I'm certainly married to somebody and then we break up, I don't want any of my family maintaining relationships with them.
No.
That's like baseline. But what's even worse than that is liking like thirst traps that he's posting.
Mm-hmm.
You're my sibling. No.
Yeah, because
that's not cool.
Because wasn't that whole song about him that she wrote where she was saying, I don't need this. I got my own this and that and the other. What was that called?
Flowers.
Flowers, yeah.
So yeah,
so now it's not. It wasn't a friendly breakup divorce thing then, right?
No, and Noah, after what she's just experienced with her mom dating her ex boyfriend or marrying her ex boyfriend, you'd think she'd be a little more sensitive to the the optics of that, the way they call it, because now it's a TMZ picks it up, E! Online picks it up, Radar, They all pick it up. The Daily Mail. So now it's like an international story that your sister has liked a picture, a thirst trap that your ex-husband just posted. It's weird. It's just weird.
Is it Miley's ex-husband or is it Noah's ex-brother-in-law? It's, you know, they could have been close. He was my brother-in-law. We were close.
Yeah.
We're close. Okay, now, the picture of him, he was in a shirt. He was just in the mirror, took a picture, and they automatically called it a thirst trap.
They did.
Now, it's a thirst trap. He's clothed. He's not saying anything about working out or check out my arms or my abs or anything like that. It's called a thirst trap because he's good looking.
Yeah, it's also in the gym. There's definitely an element of like, look at me.
Okay. Here's my question, though. Is it impossible for a dog-ass ugly person to post a thirst trap?
Yeah. The effectiveness of the thirst trap is questionable. But yeah, you can post it if you're dog-ass ugly, like you say.
Like the chances would be anybody telling you that you are hot or of that, they would probably just say he's posting a, you know, good for him, he's in the gym.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say, or good for her, you know, she's in the gym.
Yeah.
Way to go, girl. It's a different kind of thirst that you could be quenching.
Absolutely. But when you're a Hemsworth, I got a feeling like everything he posts is probably like, oh, that's a thirst trap. Yeah, it's because you're one of the Hemsworth brothers, probably.
Right. Any selfie is a thirst trap.
Sure.
Yeah. For a good-looking person.
Yeah. He just wrote leg day, hashtag leg day.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then never mind. Then
he's in a thirst. Tank top. I mean, he's a good-looking dude, but, yeah, he's definitely looking for some attention.
Why do people make such a big deal out of leg day?
Because, it's like the forgotten thing. I don't know anything
about working out. No, it's because... your legs are especially for guys, guys look at it where the leg muscles are not seen as much. So, it takes an extra, bit of dedication to do your legs. So you got a complete workout. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, beach muscles. Whenever you see a guy who's built really, really well, muscly and all up top, and he has little skinny legs,
chicken legs.
Yeah. So it's a way to just say, this is how totally dedicated I am. Cause leg workouts suck. Yeah. Nobody likes leg workouts. I do. I always like leg workouts. And it also, if you're a guy, I don't know about women lifting weights cause they're not supposed to be lifting weights. So I never took time to study that. Yeah, you heard me, ladies. if men do it, it also increases, you know, your weight loss potential and things. Because those are your biggest muscles, and when you work out your biggest muscles, and then you tear them down, they rebuild. It helps with the entire process a lot more than if you're just doing upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Now. This is something that I've been interested in waiting for this for a while, but that Gypsy Rose and her husband Ryan have taken to split.
I'm heartbroken over this.
Who would have seen it coming?
It's been a wild couple of weeks for Gypsy Rose.
Mm-hmm. But what is the big update is that he's finally speaking out. He made a video about it.
And
but then he didn't say a whole lot. You know, he said a little bit and then he said, but I will tell more. I promise. So does that mean he's trying to get a following and trying to profit from his social media?
100%. Because she's got a show coming out on Lifetime.
Yeah.
And apparently they were filming a lot and now she's hanging out with her ex-fiance. They're getting tattoos together. It's like, 2 weeks ago, you got out of jail, and you're now living a happy life, and you're talking about how his D is fire, and that now he's on the internet, you know, thanking people. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah.
This is Gypsy Rose's estranged husband, Ryan, and everybody thought it was, like, super creepy.
Right.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say thank y'all for the support and the and nice messages I've been getting from people. I'm at a friend's watching WrestleMania right now. It's great. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've been a wrestling nerd for a long time. But I need to shave. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been great. I'm just living my life, guys. Y'all will see what really happened on Lifetime. We were filming a lot, so stay tuned for that. And I just want to thank everybody for the support. If you support me, follow me. I will post more stuff eventually. I'm just hanging in. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody, and you know, God bless.
So nothing. Like, I'm going to fill you in about what happened. It's been 3 weeks. What are you talking about? Part of me thinks it's all publicity stunt.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I know whenever we watched that documentary, and my wife and I have seen all the Gypsy Rose stuff. And when she said that she had, I think she had one boyfriend in jail, then she had another one that was, maybe she was counting the first one that she killed her mom with. But then she talked about in the documentary about being engaged to this guy while she was in prison. So this is that same guy, I guess. Yeah. And she talked about how much she loved him and all of this stuff. But then Ryan came along and she liked him better. And she broke up with, I think she broke up with the fiance she had to be with Ryan. They got married in a prison wedding, you know, the whole thing. I just, no matter how much I feel sorry for Gypsy and what all she went through as a kid with her mom being such a whack job and doing all those things to her, making her think that she was sick and, you know, the surgeries and all of the, I mean, she lived in a prison through her entire childhood. But you're grown now. Anytime somebody in prison is looking at somebody through a glass and they just met that person through written correspondence or internet chats or whatever, and you're looking at them either through a glass or sitting at a little picnic style table inside of a cafeteria looking place in the prison, and they say, I want to marry you. Something's wrong with them.
Yeah.
And if you say yes, something wrong with you too.
Yeah. I'm more sympathetic to the person in jail because they're like, somebody loves me. I feel alone. I can kind of see how you'd be like kind of wooed over or wooed by a person. But because, yeah, what's wrong with him? I think he's the weirdo.
Now, not to say that you can't strike up a relationship with somebody who's in the penitentiary. You meet them, you know, you do your correspondence with them, you go meet them, you sit and do, you know, no touching each other, the visits and all that stuff. You get to know them. You know what? When you get out of prison, let's take it a little farther. You can start dating them after they get out of prison, but don't get married. Don't propose. If you're going to propose to somebody in prison, then it's not for the right reasons.
No, I don't think so either.
So that would include both of these fellas.
Yeah.
The ex-fiance and now what appears to be the ex-husband.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about this ex-fiance, although the only thing is that he's now back in her life and they're holding hands and getting matching tattoos. It's like something's wrong with him too.
Oh, of course. Well, we go back to when he proposed to her in the penitentiary.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with him.
Yeah. And now she's got a nose job.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Have there been pictures of her?
Just with the bandages.
With the bandages? With
the bandages on.
That's going to make a huge difference.
You think?
Oh, yeah. And so then she'll be getting out, getting away from him again. You know, it'd be an ex fiance, I guess. I don't know.
Leave him on the curb.
Once that nose heals, when you get her to do a little something with her hair,
Well, she dyed that blonde. I mean, there are things, the wheels are motion. She's figuring it out.
I think.
She's like, I'm going to go blonde. I'm going to get my nose done. I'm going to start dating all these guys. But it's a lot to go through a month out of jail when you spent the majority of your adolescence locked up.
Yeah, all of that. Well, what was she? Six years she was in jail?
She went in when she was 18 or 19, right?
Yeah. No, I thought she was 20-something, in her early 20s. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking she was in jail 7 years in the penitentiary. But either way.
Mindset of a kid.
Yeah. I don't care if you've been in the penitentiary for 5 years or 50 years. Don't accept somebody's marital proposal.
I agree.
Because it's not going to work.
No. I've always been a big wrestling fan. I'm just and like, what is he going to do?
And you know what all of them have in common, right? Well, I don't know about the ex boyfriend, now current boyfriend guy.
What do they have in common?
They're from Louisiana. Remember,
you can't. Oh, right.
They're all from Louisiana.
Love that.
Well, you know, because Gypsy and her mama, you know, got displaced with Katrina, and that's how they ended up in Missouri or wherever they were when all of that killing happened. So that is something. That's kind of celebrity story to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Right, what's there. Next? I mean, what's going to be next for her? They got the show coming out on Lifetime. That's going to be like, hopefully it's nice and trashy. Like, that's what you want to see on reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Because I kind of lost interest in, you know, my attention span is not long at all. And so we saw the documentary, we saw the series about, you know, Gypsy Rose, and then we watched the documentary, and I was done after that.
Yeah.
But now.
It's kind of, remember when Joey Buttafuoco, when he was in jail and they let him out, and he immediately does a reality show with the woman that shot his wife.
Yeah.
And that was all like a PR thing. So this feels very staged, like you're going to leave your husband for the ex-fiance. We're just going to get your hair blonde. We're going to get you a nose job.
It's could like a be, whole, yeah. I could easily see that.
And, you know, not saying they're from Louisiana and that's why they accept it, but when people are selling you all these ideas and they're like, we're going to make you a star. We just got to do all these things. I'm like, okay, hell yeah. It's crazy.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will do the Gram Slam coming up next. Don't miss that.
TJ's podcast.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
to TJ's podcast.
Okay, the Gram Slam, where we go all over the social medias and find things that are interesting and also debate provoking. And I think this one fits into that category perfectly. So Riggins has this video of a woman going around and videoing her. What she does is she videos her coworker, this one coworker, eating lunch, and talks about how nasty the food is that the woman brings in.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, exactly. And it's like a whole series because she does it every day.
Here. And I kind of feel sorry for the woman. She's just trying to eat, and you got this other crazy girl running around sticking a camera. How nasty is your food today? It's kind of a mean girl in the cafeteria type feel to me.
Yeah. here it is.
Part three of weird things my coworker eats.
Hi.
What do we have?
Manny, we have beefaroni with sugar cookies. Oh, try it. God. Just go like that. Go like that.
Hey, what do we have today?
Viana sausage, Puerto Rico salchichas with peanut butter.
Oh my god.
What? Oh my god, why?
That's what
it's called. So beefaroni.
My coworker always.
Beefaroni with sugar cookies, and she's actually taking the beefaroni on a fork and putting it on a sugar cookie and eating it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I would eat that more than I would go for Vienna sausages with peanut butter on. Ugh,
that was stomach turning.
Mm.
And this is part three. I mean, some of the other things were just insane, like combinations you've never heard of. But it reminds me of that meme where somebody was like, you know, boneless wings are great when you don't have some bitch in your ear telling you they're not real chicken wings. So, you know, to each his own. But that is disgusting. Vienna sausage is like dragged through creamy peanut butter.
Okay, well, what did she call it? Did she call it Puerto Rican
chichis or something? Like, I'm
thought chichis meant boobs.
I know. Yeah, I couldn't tell. I think it does. Chichis. Yeah, I don't know. Sausages. Whatever the Spanish word for sausages is, I guess, might be it.
But you don't like Vienna sausages?
I've never had them.
Yeah.
But there was a kid in our class that used to eat them, and I remember him opening the can with the pull top lid, and they were in, like, jelly. It wasn't even, like, a liquid. I remember it looking, like, gelatinous.
It is. It's the grease that has formed that. You know, like if you have a ham left over and it has the little jelly on it, that's what it is.
Oh, I'm sure, you know what, if I tried it, I'm sure they'd be fine.
Would you rather eat Vienna sausages just right out of the can or sardines out of the can?
Sardines.
Yeah. I like sardines.
I want to try them because it's very popular on social media now to eat sardines.
Healthy. They're healthy.
That's what they all say. It's like, it's the perfect food.
Mm-hmm.
But God, does that look gross too? Oh.
Sardines.
Because you eat the bones and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gnarly.
It's just, it basically looks like you're eating bait.
Yeah. It's got the tail, or they cut the tails off, cut the heads and the tails off?
Just the heads, some of them. Yeah.
And a lot of people also
put
on
them
TikTok.
On a cracker.
Yeah, people on TikTok eat smoked oysters, which are also in a can.
Yeah.
They got like the sauce and they put them on a saltine with some Tabasco.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oof, I don't know.
It's cheap too, I think.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Sardines are. Oof. Yes. But they also have some that are better. I mean, not better, but more expensive. Like you can get some expensive sardines. Oof. Capers.
Yeah.
All that. So no on the Vienna sausages with peanut butter.
No, it's not for me. When was the last time you had Vienna sausages?
Long time ago.
Kid, right?
But you know, but now they make them in barbecue sauce and, you know, they have different flavors of them. But I mean, it's still the same texture and flavor, just with some kind of a sauce on it.
I picture it tasting like a cold hot dog.
A cold, softer, squishier hot dog. Okay. It's kind of a cross between a weenie and bologna.
Okay. Well, I like bologna.
Yeah, I know you like that. I don't like bologna.
Which is surprising.
Mm. Why?
You seem pretty adventurous with most meat things.
Mm-hmm.
You gave your wife deer on the night you proposed to her. It's odd that bologna would, and you like Braunschweiger.
Yeah,
liver I do sausage, like that. Yeah. So good. Hot mm-hmm. dogs. Yeah, I don't know any other meats that you don't really like besides white meat chicken. So it's curious that bologna, it's salty, savory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised you didn't eat it as a kid.
I just don't like the flavor of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
But yeah, I do like Braunschweiger.
Oh, it's
so good. But I didn't eat that growing up. My wife's Midwest family introduced me to that.
Yeah. It's so good.
Mm.
But it is so gross looking. I mean, it's dark, like gray brown processed meat. But
it's liverwurst.
Yeah. And I didn't even know it's called Braunschweiger or whatever it's called. We always called it liver sausage, which sounds even worse. But just on a piece of white bread with like hot pepper rings or salt.
Isn't liver sausage the same as liver mush? I thought that's what people called liver mush, was liver sausage or liver pudding.
I've heard liver pudding. I don't know what the differences are. And I've never had liver mush.
Yeah.
I think I'd like it, though.
Yeah, you fry liver mush like sausage. It looks like sausage on the outside, but when you bite into it, it's not like sausage on the inside. It's, I don't like it. But, I mean, it's a thing that is, it's a dish that's indigenous to the southeastern United States. It's not, wasn't where I was growing up in Louisiana. We didn't have that bullshit. Ugh. And then what is this other thing? The woman who's trying to have a meeting and on the Zoom and her dog's gulping out of the bowls.
This is ridiculous. So, you know, a lot of jobs still let you work from home. That's not a surprise, but you got to figure out placement of your computer in relation to where your dog exists, because this is what it sounded like when she was trying to do a Zoom call with her coworkers. The dog is there drinking out of a bowl. And it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Jess. Oh, I'm still. I see I'm muted. Okay. You're hearing my dog. Her dog bowls right now. So I have some good news, too. So I heard you guys have good news, so I have some good news, too.
Yeah, who puts the dog bowl right? You know how the dog drinks. You know what it sounds like.
For 45 seconds to a minute.
Yeah, why do you have the computer and the dog bowl in the same area?
Yeah, and the daughter is filming. It's like, well, get up and help your mom. Like, go move the dog away from the bowl, or go move the bowls. You see, your mom's trying to have, like, a business meeting. I don't know. It's just crazy. That being said, I would love to work from home. But you're stepping over your dog 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
So if we had that story that we talked about in the regular old show today about the family that lost their dog a year ago and then turned up in Detroit. They live in San Diego, and they jumped the first flight out of there to get to their dog in Detroit. Well, I know you would do it. If your dog went missing, I don't know, maybe. If your dog ran away, or you knew he wasn't dead, but somebody had gotten him, or he ran away. It's been a year, and somebody calls you and says, "Hey, we've got your dog in, you know, whatever, 1,000 miles away. Let's just say it's in Eugene, Oregon." Are you going to get him?
Yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't look at it as that opportunity, like you always say, how you regret having a dog. You love him, but you regret it. And it's so much, you know, takes away your freedom and all of that. So you'd gone a year with no dog.
Yeah.
And you had the freedom.
Yeah. It'd be the same thing. Like, it's a disruptor of your life. So it's been gone for a year. Things settle down. You're like, oh, it's still alive and I got to go get him. So it's the same exact feeling that you're experiencing now with the dog. It's like, this is going to disrupt my life again, but you have a responsibility to go get that dog.
Even after a year?
I think so.
The statute of limitations.
I think so. I think so. Because you made a commitment to treat this animal well.
Yeah, but he ran away.
Yeah, well, was that the scenario that he ran away?
Like, obviously, he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to, you know, lay down the money for a a plane ticket to go get him.
Well, is that family that has him asking you to come get him?
Well, they wouldn't have let me know, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So what can you tell that family? Like, I don't care. I'm not coming to get him.
I would just start.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah. No habla English. I don't know. Number.
You have to.
Do you think you would have already gotten another dog by then?
No.
Yeah. Because no. you're not ever getting another dog.
I don't see it. I don't see it. But maybe I have a change of heart when he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's been posting videos of their dead dog stuff on TikTok this last week. I don't know, but there's a song that's being used to kind of like say goodbye to your pet. And it's like the saddest thing you've ever heard. And I don't know, people are just sharing like photo montages of like his last day. It's like our last meal together. And it's like heart-wrenching.
Well, I just happened to have a story of an encounter with a dog that I had Saturday. Dog people are not going to like this story.
Uh-oh.
So go ahead and prepare yourselves to write some kind of comment or whatever you got to do. But I mean, this is real life, people. It's real life. And you call yourself a fanatico, but you're going to get mad at me over some little something. We'll just give you the test coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Hey. All right. Fanaticos. Make sure you go to acetj.com/fanatico and give us the feedback we've been asking for. Fill out a little survey there. We want to know what you think about the new podcast. I know a lot of you don't think much of it anymore after Riggins put that promo out there about me saying that millennials are soft.
I wanted to talk about that. That was awesome. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Okay.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see all the, I mean, it was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that don't follow us. I mean, that just kind of went out into the ether.
Well, you want me to be honest with you, Brother Riggins?
Yeah.
I was watching, I looked at a few of the comments, and sometimes I get confused because whenever you post something and then I repost it, and I can't keep up with, sometimes I'll click on it and it'll say no likes, And then the next day you'll go, oh my God, that thing blew up. And you're, so I don't know. But I did read enough of the comments to know that the people who were critical of me made fat jokes about me. So I kind of, yeah. So I stopped.
That's the what they, that's what
yes, they did. Yes, I stopped. Because at one point I'd had a few beers and I looked at it kind of late at night and I just started going off on the way that person looked. One of them said that. And then I deleted it.
Yeah, you know. you feel a different way about it. But that's exactly what what you're supposed to do. Put out something. I mean, the way people scroll now, if you can get them to stop and comment on it, like you're in their head already. You already won the battle. You don't even need to say anything.
Yeah.
But so that was amazing.
That did work.
That one, that's what I'm talking about. That worked. Do more of that. But I understand that the mental toll that kind of takes on you when something like that blows up the way it does. Because, you get a lot of negative responses to it.
And also proving my point. Their comments proved my point. They're soft.
Yeah, in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Their arguments were odd. Some of them were smarter than others, but most people, it's like, you're an idiot. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the ones saying, you know, that you're fat, and talk about somebody being soft, your neck's soft, you know, whatever that was. I thought that was kind of funny. But
kind of funny.
So anyway, here's something that probably is going to upset people. So over the weekend, we were in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, which over the weekend we were in South Carolina in a town called Mount Pleasant, and it is just over the bridge from Charleston. It's in the Charleston area. And we have friends who live there. Their names are Kathy and Anthony. And they love sitting around patios. They try every restaurant in town. I mean, they just are, they're great hosts when you go visit them because they know all types of restaurants, all types of bars. All, you know, they could be on the tourism bureau. I mean, they're just great. So they took us to this place. The weather was mild, and it was an outdoor area, like a beer garden kind of thing. And they had these long picnic tables. And so, like, we sat at one end of the picnic table. There were four of us. And then these other people came up. It was a guy, two women. And they said, can we sit here? Or is anybody else sitting here? I said, no, sit down. You know, we're sharing a table, but we're not right next to each other.
Yeah.
Well, the guy had a dog on a leash. It was one of those red-colored golden retrievers. Beautiful, beautiful. And I love a golden retriever. I love most dogs. But you know how I am about the whole concept of people not being able to do anything without taking their dogs along. And it's a beautiful day. People sitting out here having a beer. They're watching ball games. It's just a fun atmosphere. And tons of people had brought their dogs. Dogs, you know, kind of messing with each other, and they're having to corral them and, you know, all of this. Well, they sit down, and a few minutes go by, and I feel something up against my leg. Well, the dog is under the table, brushing up against my leg, laying on my foot, you know, just whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. So the next thing you know, I'm talking and I feel the dog's head come up between my legs.
Hello.
And look at me. And I'm thinking, okay, now I could pet this dog because it is a pretty dog and I like dogs. Or I can try to get a message to the owner of the dog. I chose the latter. So this guy looks at me and he goes, oh, that's a bonus you get for drinking at this bar. The bonus is my dog is in your space and coming up between your legs. And I just looked down at the dog and I looked at him and I went, oh, yeah. And then I just turned and kind of guided the dog's head away from me. And you would have thought that I had ripped that dog's eyes out the way that guy looked at me and pulled that leash to keep his dog away from me. Ooh. After that. So, now I'm the bad guy. Yeah. I'm sitting there minding my own business. I didn't bring a dog with me. Kathy and Anthony have a dog that I love. And you know what else? Charlie loves me.
Yeah.
So I could have easily said, let's take Charlie off for the day with us. Come on. We could have had Charlie there. But I didn't have Charlie there. I didn't want a dog up on me. So you come sit down, and all of a sudden, I'm supposed to just be thrilled that your dog, a dog I don't even know, is between my legs while I'm sitting here having an overly priced beer? No, I don't think so. So,
here come the hate mails.
Oh, I'm sure. I hear them in there. I hear them coming. They're printing out. But I didn't do anything bad to the dog. I just didn't make over the dog. Oh, hey. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I just kind of just guided his head out, off of my private area.
Yeah.
Is what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that when we walked away.
What a dickhead. Oh,
what a piece of shit that guy is.
Yeah. For sure.
Not. That guy is, he must not be a dog person. Or, well, I should have been watching. No apology?
No.
No, I'm sorry. He's just, I gave him a little too much room on the leash that way. Come on, dog, or whatever his name is. Come on, Snoopy. Nothing like that. It was, that's a bonus you get for drinking at this bar.
He didn't know who he's talking to. Not to me, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, people love their dog. Well, here, I'll give you an example. I was walking around town yesterday, and this couple had a one-year-old basset hound, and the guy walks up with his dog. Riley is seated on my side where he's supposed to be, and they start letting this basset hound pull him towards me, and the owner goes, can he say hi? I go, no, he's a dick, pointing at my own dog, and then they stop. So, I don't know, maybe the way you turned away from the dog hurt his feelings or something like that.
Hurt the dog's feelings or the guy's
feelings? The guy's feelings.
You know what?
Because you expect everybody to love your dog like you do.
Right. And that's my point.
Yeah.
That's why I did it to begin with. The wake-up call. Not everybody wants your dog up on them the way you want your dog up on them.
I agree.
And I still say, and this is the thing that's going to get them mad. If you are going out for the day to enjoy the outdoor bar, the patios, hang out, whatever, in a situation where there's nothing built in for a dog, like even at you want to take them to the beach with you, great. You can take them for a run on the beach. They can go out and play in the water and whatever. But if you're taking them to a bar, why are you doing that? Why do you, when you go get ready to go to the bar, go eat lunch, do whatever, why do you stop and go, oh, well, let's take Bruiser with us. Hey, I'm going to take Bruiser. Because you know it's just going to add something for you to have to take to deal with. You're going to have to, get him water. You're going to have to keep him from messing with other people. You're going to have him on the leash and walking him through the parking lot and getting into a place that'll allow dogs on the patio. You know, it's a lot of trouble that you're bringing onto yourself rather than just say, I'm only going to be gone a couple of hours. I'm going to leave Bruiser here in the house in the air conditioning where he can just chill and do whatever he wants to do. You hook that leash to that dog and put it in the car to take it to a bar with you because you want the attention. You are getting attention by proxy. That's what you do it for. That's why you put that dog on a leash and take him to the bar and the grocery store and the restaurants with you. That's why. Because you want the attention that the dog brings you.
Boom.
Believe that. Would that work as a promo?
Yeah, that should work. That'll do the trick. But here, well, you also, were you at a dog bar? Was it a dog bar?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
I'm surprised they brought you there if they knew dogs were going to be there. It's like, well, I would not take
but
you
it doesn't,
there.
If the dog had not have been all up on me and the guy acted the way he did, it would have been fine. Those dogs weren't bothering me.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. People have their dogs at their tables with them or whatever, and it's not, you know, coming in anything affecting me. I don't care. But I do wonder, though, why. I mean, I can have that thought of, why do you do that? And it doesn't necessarily mean, I hate dogs, I don't want to be around any dogs.
Right.
It's a cultural thing with me. It's a, when did our culture become this? When did the culture decide that dogs were going to be at restaurants? And some of it is when I see the assistants, the vests on the dog, whatever you call them, emotional support animals and all that. Then I start thinking, okay, is this really a medical situation for you? Or are you just so selfish that you're trying to skirt the rules just so you can have your dog with you at all times, even when dogs are not allowed? But I don't, that's the whole point. I don't look at the dogs and go, get those dogs out of here. There's a dog down there. Get it out of here. I'm not like that at all. But if somebody sits beside me with a dog and dog is up on me when I didn't ask the dog to be up on me, and it's not a problem I have with the dog.
Right.
It's the problem I have with the attention-seeking owner of the dog. Because that's what he thought. He's just like, it's a bonus you get for drinking at this bar. Then he would have gotten attention. I said, oh, my God, he's so sweet. He's so beautiful. Look at him. How old is he? You know, all of the questions.
Right.
I just wasn't giving in to all that.
That's it.
And just because of that, I get misunderstood so much when people think that I'm grouchy.
Well, that's certainly one one of the arguments. Yeah, I hear you, though.
But it's one of those situations where society is fine the way it is. For years and years and years and years, something can go on in society that's a tradition or a norm in the United States or whatever, and then somebody comes along and wants to change it or does something to put changes in motion and then puts the onus on the people who lived all of those years going one way to prove to the new people why they shouldn't change the rules. No, you should prove why you should change the rules. That's what I'm saying. I want to hear people say why they have to take their dogs to the grocery store and to get a beer and to the ball game and, you know, whatever else. Why do you have to have your dog with you all the time?
Well, shouldn't you ask that of the businesses that are letting the dogs in? Isn't it more the onus on them?
Because most of the businesses are probably going with the demand. Like, so,
well, sure, opportunities,
but
to make
but
money.
Just the mindset of why, what are you thinking? What is your thought process for saying, I'm going to go get a beer, we'll be gone for a little while, and I may run by the grocery store and then maybe exchange these, whatever, these pants I got at Walmart, whatever.
Yeah.
So, come on, Chuckles, we're going. You want to go for a ride? You want to go for a ride? Yeah. Why do you do that? What is it's fun.
I would like to have Riley in here every day at work. Not because I'm looking for attention, but I like him having him with me. I get the urge to want to bring your dog. I do get that.
Okay. Well, that's all I was asking. I'm asking for why. What is the thought process that makes you But would you want to take him to a bar with you or lunch with you?
No, and all that? But that's not my thing. I don't like going to dog bars because I don't care about other people's dogs.
These are not dog bars. I'm talking about
where any patio. If they allow dogs on there, I don't really want to be there.
Okay.
Because I don't care about other people's dogs.
Right. Okay. And I
get your opinion. I wouldn't want, if I was just going to have a beer, I don't need seven dogs running up in between my legs. I'm not looking for that.
And I am still standing by my prediction that within the next few years, if anybody wants to sit on a patio and eat their meal or have drinks, they're going to have to get in line behind dog owners, because they're going to reserve most of those seats for dog owners, and they may have a table or two for people to sit out there who don't have dogs. I'm talking about dog bars all the way to, you know, if there's outdoor seating at Bubba's Biscuitville or whatever, reserved for dogs, maybe two tables for people who don't have dogs. So you'll have to wait or either eat inside. And once they do that, women who don't have dogs are going to hit the fan. That's where we're going to really have a conflict.
Because they love patios. Oh, yeah. Outdoor seating.
Mm-hmm. If you tell I don't know, four women who met for lunch that they can't eat outside on a beautiful day because you're saving all of those tables for dogs.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going down.
Yeah. It's going to be bad business. Okay. Good to be back. So good to be back from the vacay. And thank you to all of you TJ fanaticos, every single one of you, millions and millions out there. Thanks for listening to the show today. Thanks for watching the show today. And thank you most of all for loving me. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But
Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.